Imagine reaching your 70s and thinking you had no siblings, only to discover you've not got one, but four sisters. Betty Bracey from Preston and three of her sisters were reunited after spending nearly seven decades unaware of each other's existence. The four sisters recently met for the very first time just 2 weeks ago. Betty's explained how it was meeting up with those long-lost siblings.
I was fostered out when I was three. I was in a home between 2 and 5 months old. I was fostered out to a Mrs. Gladys Brewer and her son James Brewer when I was three in 94 Thames Road, Chiswick, London. What a lovely life I had with her. I had a letter from Brentwood or Brentford when I was about 18 or 19, I'm not sure, love. I had siblings, Pat, Gwen and Francis, but I knew nothing about Margaret. That wasn't mentioned. It was a strange feeling, but it was a happy one as well, my love. Oh, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Couldn't have wished for better sisters. It was a lot to take in on my shoulders. I said to him, I couldn't believe it. Pat told me first, and I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe that it was one of my sisters, true blood sisters. As soon as I see Pat and her husband, Trevor, at the bus station to pick us up, my nerves just went and then I knew.
What a story. Well, Betty was reunited with her sisters because of the work of Finders International. Its managing director is Daniel Curran, who you might know from the BBC TV series Air Hunters. He's here now. Hi, Daniel.
Hello, Mark.
So a lovely story for Betty. Just flesh out a few more of the details, because I don't think we got quite all of it there, did we?
No, well, this started off as a case that a firm of solicitors often come to find us to check the correct entitlement of heirs that they have identified, or potential heirs they've identified. And what happened was a lady called Stella Bishop passed away intestate last year, and the solicitors believed that her closest relatives were cousins. So our job was to check that that was true and verify the claims of the cousins who would potentially inherit her estate. So we firstly established that Stella actually had two brothers that both passed away before her with no children. So then we had to check that her parents also predeceased, which they did. But in further investigation, we found out that her father had actually remarried. And then on descending that family tree, we found that he had had a further, as it turned out, a further five children. Then looking into it further, we gradually got in touch with the family and we found that they didn't know about each other. So it turned into a very bizarre story indeed. So they sort of disinherited the cousins, which, you know, is obviously the downside for the cousins. But for them, it turned into will be a windfall plus this amazing reunion.
Which is quite an extraordinary story. I mean, how common are stories like that, that in searching for somebody who might end up with a little bit of money from a will, you actually reunite people who hitherto didn't know each other existed?
Well, it's surprisingly common. I mean, people don't always know about each other, or sometimes they pretend that a relative doesn't exist. Maybe there's a family falling out or a dispute, so they kind of ignore the existence of other people. Quite often it's in all innocence, as in this case, the cousins didn't realise that Stella had closer relatives out there somewhere, and it was all, you know, it all, the skeletons came out of the closet eventually, albeit sort of 70 years later.
What though happens when you do your digging and you discover these people and actually they don't know about each other for very good reasons, because they don't want to know about each other? Do you just have to walk away then?
Yeah, we actually offer, I mean, as part of the service that we do, when Finders has completed the case, we do a family tree and we say to them, look, there are other relatives out there. We don't give out names and addresses, but we say, if you want to get in touch, we can forward a letter for you or send on your phone number or whatever you want. This is what happened in this case. So we actually put the two sides together. And then, we had a letter actually from Pat, one of the sisters. To give you an example of how, you know, the strength of feeling, the letter says, to say thank you is so understated of how I feel. We have met our sister Betty after 71 years. It is incredible and unbelievable. Thank you so much for your help. And to get a letter like that, I mean, I've been in the business 25 years, but it's still very touching for me to get letters like that. And it does happen.
Oh, it's wonderful. No, fair brings a tear to the eye. I mean, how do you go about finding these people that have been lost for so long?
Well, as I said earlier, it's kind of like we start with a family tree work, and but we're looking for gaps and for errors and omissions and that sort of thing as we go along. So it is investigative in that way, and we have to kind of be on the lookout for unexpected situations. I think with this particular case, there's actually now an added dimension of a fifth sister.
Oh.
Who no one knows where she is. And it's kind of partly an appeal now as well, because the fifth sister, Margaret, is not reunited with the others yet, because when she was born, she was given up for adoption. And all we know is that her name is Margaret Elizabeth, born 28th of May, 1942. We don't know her surname now because she was adopted out, and she's the only one who's allowed to have access to her birth record. So she's the only one that can trigger a reunion by maybe, if she's been told she was adopted, sort of mulling over where her birth family could be. So we're now moving on to the next step now, is to sort of maybe put out an appeal for anyone that might know Margaret.
Well, let's do that. So Margaret Elizabeth was what she was christened. She was adopted out. She was born on the 28th of May, 1942. And if she does come forward, she has five sisters to be reunited
Sisters, yeah. And she was probably born, the others were all born in the Brentford area of London. Although, you know, the paternal family of the deceased, he came from Blackpool, from Lancashire. But they moved down south, this particular branch of the family. So there's a connection with the north there. She may have heard something. We don't think she's died, but we don't know if she's alive, like 1942. So she'd be, what, 73 now. Just turned 74. So if we can do that, that would be amazing. But really, it's the icing on the cake of something that's already amazing that has happened, you know, in the family.
Too right. Daniel, thanks for sharing the story with us. Absolutely wonderful. Managing Director of Finders International, that was Daniel Curran, talking about the four sisters reunited for the first time in, was it 70 years?